Well, hello everyone, and welcome to this week's LBB Challenge Call. My name is Jennifer Lewis, and I'm a Diamond Gift Director with Labella Baskets. The topic for today's call is Marketing 101. I'd like to take a moment to welcome everyone to the call. I'm so very excited for you and honored to be on this call. We have an incredible opportunity, and we're happy to have you with us. The reason why we run these LBB Challenge Calls is because our mission is to see everyone hit the PIN levels and income levels they desire. I know at the beginning you might be wondering, when is all of this going to happen? Or you might see some consultants that are moving up fast in the company and you're wondering, why is my business not growing like their business? You have to remember, they probably have been doing this business longer than you, and some consultants come in with experience in marketing. If you've never done a home-based business before, and if you don't know how to market your business, or if you're wondering what is the best way to get out there and start marketing my business, well, don't worry, because by the end of this call, you will learn simple but effective methods for marketing your business, my favorite marketing method that has gotten me great results, and techniques that you can immediately apply to grow your business. By the way, we have many consultants that have joined us with no experience, and they're doing fantastic. We have a wonderful training website and lots of support from our community group, so you can do this. So let's get started. As I said, today's topic is Marketing 101. By the end of this call, you will learn the four P's of marketing, what makes advertising effective, planting seeds, why you should build an email list ASAP, who is your target audience, and you will also be assigned homework for this week. Now, I just love the marketing part of our business. It can be so much fun. Sometimes I hear people say, but I'm not good at marketing or I'm afraid to market. Well, here's the thing. You are always marketing every day. For example, when you watch a movie that you love and tell people about it, well, you are marketing the movie and not even getting paid to do so. When you find a new store and tell people about it, you are marketing and not getting paid there too. Learn to love marketing because it pays you and it will make your business grow. And you can really market your business in a way that fits your personality. Let me share a bit about my history as marketing has been a part of my educational and professional background. I have an undergraduate degree in communication and a master's degree in media management. I took many classes in advertising and marketing over the years. Before I left the traditional workforce to become a stay-at-home mom, I had worked for many years in the advertising department of a daily newspaper as a research analyst. Helping salespeople and customers understand how effective advertising worked was a big part of my job. But the thing that is so cool is that the basics of marketing are the same. Whether you are a Labella Baskets consultant or the head of a marketing department of a multi-million dollar company. So that is what I want to review with you today, the basics of marketing. Now, traditionally, marketing is made up of the four P's, product, price, place, and promotion. But as a Labella Baskets consultant, we have it easy because Labella Baskets has already set up the wonderful products we have to sell. They have set the price they will sell for and the discount program available with the LBB Savers Club. And the place we can sell is nationwide in the continental U.S. That leaves our marketing work left to a single P, promotion. Our job is simply just to get the word out, and that's it. The company takes care of the rest. So what makes up promotion? Well, advertising, of course, but it's also public relations, special offers, and more. It's all the ways we present our business to the public. There are so many different ways you can promote your business. At the beginning, it might seem like a big task. Just understand this is a process in learning how to market your business. You won't become an expert overnight. I recommend to start with one thing at a time so you won't feel overwhelmed. For example, log into the training website and click on marketing. Start with one marketing method, grab whatever feels comfortable for you or fits your personality. When I first started out, the first marketing I did was emailing my contact list and letting them know about my new business. For those who weren't online or that I didn't have email addresses for, I made up some simple postcards and mailed them. I then made sure I had business cards to hand out anytime I met someone who would be interested in our business and the products we offer. Once you do one marketing method, then pick another marketing method. Take one step at a time until you're comfortable with each one. Any marketing method can bring you new customers and new referrals. On the training website, you'll find all different kinds of advertising recommendations. We have online advertising. This is great for people who want to build their business 100% at home. We have offline advertising. This is great for people who want to build their business in their hometown. Some consultants come in with no advertising budget, and others come in with a little budget, and that is okay. We have something for everyone. I came in with knowledge and understanding about marketing, but no real budget to do so. But there is so much we can do to promote our businesses without spending much money. Then once I started making some income, I started reinvesting that a little bit into my business. For right now, let's talk about what makes advertising effective. When you're advertising a product such as our gift baskets, there are two main things you have to keep in mind in order to be effective with your message. That is reach and frequency. You want to reach a lot of people many times with your message. Several times I've heard consultants say something like, I sent an email out to 50 people and I've gotten no response. Well, think about yourself. How often have you ran out and purchased a product the very first time you saw an ad for it? Probably not too often. The same is true for our business. People typically need to be exposed to your message several times before they act upon it. You need them to be aware of the gifts you offer and then remember to go to you when they are needing to buy a gift. It goes back to the basics of effective advertising, reach and frequency. You want to reach a lot of people a lot of times so you'll become top of mind for their gifting needs. Your marketing efforts have a cumulative effect, so be patient with your marketing. Success will happen, but not overnight. This is a real business, and anything worth building will take time and effort, but at the end, it's always worth it. I've been doing this business for almost 4 years, and it takes consistent effort to see consistent growth. But now I am a Diamond Gift Director and hope to make it to Executive Diamond by the end of the year. I sometimes hear people say, I'm not very good at this business. It's not that they are not good at it. You just have to give your business time to mature and get out there. You have to keep getting the message out consistently about the gifts and the opportunity. For example, if you would open a gift store, you're probably not going to have a flood of customers coming to your store right away. You'll have to do a grand opening banner and let people know about your store. It's the same thing here, except we don't have the risks in this business. We don't have to rent an office space, pay for employees, buy tons of gifts, and pay for merchant accounts. We have a large gifting business, and it's affordable. Plus, we get great home office deductions. We can also build this and be at home with our families. The same is true when you're trying to reach people about our business opportunity. Yes, some people will sign up immediately when they hear about our company, but the majority wanted some time to think about it and to gather information, so it's important to keep in regular contact with your leads. You are planting seeds every time you're promoting your business. I can't tell you how many times I've had met a person at a networking event or connected with them on Facebook, and they've joined my mailing list, and then 6, 9, or 12 months later, they purchased their first gift basket from me. If I had stopped contacting them after the first month or two of not buying, they would have forgotten about me, and I would have never gotten that sale. So how do you reach a lot of people and do it on a regular basis? The key is building your email contact list. I believe this is one of the most important things you can do for the gift basket sales part of your Labella Baskets business, is to be constantly building your contact list, then emailing the people on your contact list a few times a month about our products. The more people you are putting your message in front of each month, the more people each month that will be in the need for our products. You can have some great contacts that love our gift baskets, but might simply only need to buy a couple gift baskets a year. So the goal is to build a really big contact list so that your chances of reaching a person that is ready to buy each week will increase. So how do you build this contact list? One of the very best tools we have is our monthly gift basket giveaway. This is such a biggie. You really need to be taking advantage of the monthly gift basket giveaway. If you're new and not sure what I'm referring to, every month Labella Basket gives away a gift basket valued up to $100 from entries given by consultants. You simply ask people to join your mailing list for a chance to win a gift basket and request their name, phone number, and email address. There is then an entry form on the training website where you can enter all the entries, and then the first week of every new month, the company picks a winner from all the entries. And this is free to us. People love giveaways. So in all your marketing, be sure to ask people if they'd like to join your mailing list for a chance to win a gift basket of their choice valued up to $100. Then compile all these names and add them to your email contact list. I post about the giveaway on Facebook, have it on the signature line for my email, have it printed on the back of my business cards, and even have a stamp that says that I sometimes put on my outgoing mail. Whenever I go to a networking or vendor event, if it's allowed, I put out entry forms and have people enter our monthly gift basket giveaway. I have added hundreds of contacts to my mailing list since Labella Basket started the monthly gift basket giveaway, simply from people entering the giveaway. I make sure every month that my contact list is growing. And once again, the more regular contacts you're making, the more sales you will be making. Okay, so that gives you reach. Now for the frequency part. You need to be regularly emailing the people on your contact list. At minimum, you should be sending out 2 or 3 emails to them a month about our gifts. As you near the holidays, I would definitely recommend emailing them every week. You want to stay top of mind to them. For context for the business opportunity, we all have our own approach for how frequently we contact them. For me, I make an initial contact by email, then a phone call, and then another email inviting them to our Tuesday night call. I send another email a week later and then continue to send them an email once a month until they sign up or ask to be removed from my list. Just like with my gift basket sales, I can be contacting people for months before they decide to sign up sometimes. You can find sample emails you can use to send to your prospects on the training website. Just click on the marketing tab. Under online advertising, you'll find email templates for the opportunity. And under that, a whole series of sample emails. While you're building your mailing list, I also recommend to go to the marketing tab and look over other marketing methods. I recommend to always have at least 5 marketing methods going on every month. For example, car magnets is one marketing method. Posting ads is another method. Facebook marketing is one method. Pick a marketing method that is comfortable for you. For example, if Facebook marketing is new to you, then I wouldn't start off with that as the method first. We have videos you can watch later on regarding social media, but again, we always recommend to start off with a method that you feel comfortable with. We want you to enjoy your business and have fun with it. So if I hear someone say, I'm not getting the results I want, the reason for this is always because of 3 reasons. Number 1, they're not marketing consistently. Number 2, they do one marketing method and wonder why they are not getting sales. Or number 3, they do not have a large contact list. So always make sure you're marketing consistently. Do 5 marketing methods a month and always be building a contact list. Another thing to keep in mind is I want you to think about who your target market is for your gift baskets and who your target market is for the business opportunity. Now, anyone can be the right person to buy one of our gifts or become a consultant. In fact, I've gotten gift sales over the years from people I never imagined would buy from me. But I think we would all agree that certain groups of people make a better target audience for our products and our opportunity. So keep that in mind as you are creating your marketing messages. So who is the target audience for our gift basket sales? First, it would be people who usually spend $40 to $50 or more when they're looking to purchase a gift. So, for example, the dollar store bulletin board in town might not be the best place for a flyer about the gift baskets, but might be the perfect place to post about the business opportunity. So as you're working hard developing your promotional messages and marketing efforts, think about the recipients of those messages and are they the best for what you are promoting. So, like, the great target audiences for our gifts, as I said, would be people who usually spend $40 to $50 or more when they look to purchase a gift. It could be busy professionals who don't have time to shop, or businesses that regularly purchase gifts for their clients, customers, or employees. It could also be groups of individuals wanting to go in on a gift together. Great target audiences for a business opportunity, stay-at-home moms or dads, retirees, anyone looking to bring in extra income for their families. even people in other direct sales businesses. If you're not happy with the response you're getting from your marketing efforts, be sure to evaluate who you've been reaching with your promotional messages and look to see if an adjustment needs to be made. Now, another part of being successful with gift basket sales is building relationships and also with sharing the business opportunity. We have some amazing products to offer to our customers and an amazing opportunity, but the best thing you have to offer to them is yourself and the service you can provide. That's what sets your Labella Baskets business apart from the national basket or flower companies. It's you. It's so important to know your store and know your products so that you can truly help people find the perfect gift for any occasion. People like to buy from people they know, or at least feel like they know. So when marketing your business, try to share a bit about yourself and look for opportunities to build relationships with potential customers. No matter where you are marketing your business, try to find ways to build relationships. If you're using Twitter or Facebook or even LinkedIn, don't just post about yourself and your products. Follow other businesses and individuals and give shout-outs to them. People want to know you are interested in them and not just in selling your products. And if you're helping to promote their business, they're going to be much more likely to promote yours. And don't be afraid to really play the role of gift consultant, especially when you're just starting out. Help people see the need for our gifts. You get invited to a baby shower. Why not ask some other friends who are going to go in on a gift basket with you? Perhaps you work another job and a coworker has a death in the family. Offer to coordinate sending flowers from your shop or a beautiful sympathy basket. Look for gift-giving needs that you can fill and don't be hesitant to recommend them. It's my experience that people really appreciate this. Our gift baskets make wonderful group gifts. The first year I had my Labella Baskets business, I was always looking for opportunities like this to get our baskets out there so more people can see them. Now I regularly get calls and emails from friends and acquaintances wanting to go in together on a group gift for my store. Pay attention to the gift-giving needs of the people you're in contact with on a regular basis. Your neighbor mentioned she needs to buy a gift for her brother's birthday. Ask her if you can email her some recommendations from your store. Your dentist mentions that his assistant just had a baby. Offer to send him some gift ideas. I think the trick is looking for ways to fill a need, not just ways to make a sale. If your situation and schedule allow for it, try to get out in your community and build relationships with other business owners and just individuals outside your familiar circle. It's all part of the promotion part of marketing and how you present your business in public. It goes back to people liking to buy from people they know. Check out your local chamber of commerce or business networking groups in your area. You often have to try out different networking groups to find what's the best fit for you. But in doing so, you're making new connections and exposing more people to your business. Start browsing online and in the newspaper for meetup groups in your area. Two sites to check out for meetup groups would be meetup.com and eventbrite.com. Can't find one in your area that fits your needs or schedule? Why not start one up yourself? I started one in my area a few months ago and have made some wonderful new connections that way. One more thing on building relationships is the importance of retaining customers so they'll become repeat customers. If someone purchases a gift basket from you and has a very positive experience, few are going to go shopping around the next time they need a gift basket. They'll just go right back to you. It is much harder to get a new customer than a repeat customer, so I try to make sure my customers know how much I appreciate their business. You can do this with a personal email or mail them a thank you card. Look for ways to make their experience with you memorable. So there are so many ways you can market your Labella Baskets business. Our training website is packed full of them, and our creative consultants are always posting new ideas on our Facebook page of ways to market. Just make sure you're always doing something. Before we end our call today, I just wanted to remind you of a few of the free ways you can be marketing your business right now. So here's just a couple methods that are free or almost free. First, free online advertising on Craigslist and other free classified ads. You can find recommended sites on the training website and many more by simply typing free classified ads on an internet search engine. Free classified ads work, but you have to be consistent with them, updating and reposting them weekly or at least a few times a month. Number two, get your business listed in your local online Yellow Pages. Most of the Yellow Page companies have an online site that allows you to add a basic listing for your business for free in your market, such as yellowpages.com or superpages.com. People do go to these sites to find places to purchase gift baskets in their area, and I do get calls from these. Also, check out your local newspaper and television websites. They also frequently have free business listing directories. In addition, Yahoo and Google also offer free local directory listings. Number three, social media. There is so much you can do with social media to promote your business for free. Our training website is packed full of tips on how to do this. Number four, well, this one's not completely free, but it's very inexpensive. Make all your outgoing mail a marketing piece. Purchase an inexpensive stamp from Vistaprint or a local printing company, or just print out some labels with your website address on them, and stamp every piece of mail you send out of your house with your website. You can also stick your business card in there, too. It's easy, and you never know when your mail will fall in the hands of a potential customer. And finally, word of mouth. Always be looking for opportunities to talk about your business with others. Now for your homework for this week. We want to challenge you to add 20 new people to your email contact list this week by inviting them to be entered in our gift basket giveaway. If you're new and are not familiar with the company gift basket giveaway, please go to the training website, and after you log in, you will see in the right-hand corner a rectangle that says gift basket giveaway. Click on those links to learn all about the monthly gift basket giveaway and to find the form where you submit your entries. And remember, you are collecting contact information for your email contact list. So you collect names, email addresses, and phone numbers and save them to be emailing them regularly about your business. Then enter all the information yourself on the training website so each of your entries have a chance to win. This month's drawing ends on Thursday, and a winner will be announced by next week. But after Thursday, you can just enter people for November's giveaway. So how do you get people to enter and gain those 20 new people to your contact list this week? First, Facebook is a great way to do it. Post it on your page and on other people's pages about the giveaway. Tweet about it on Twitter. Add it to the signature line of your outgoing emails. And most importantly, simply ask people you come in contact with if they want a chance to win by becoming part of your mail list. There is a gift basket entry form on the training website that you can print out, or you can create one of your own. You can hand them out with a return address for people to mail them back to you, or an email address for them to email you their information. If you're planning on giving out information about your business on Halloween, be sure to include an entry form for our gift basket giveaway. Another idea, if you have a good relationship with a local business, like your hairdresser or dentist or favorite restaurant, ask if you can put an entry box in their office for their customers to enter. I've had over 400 people that I've added to my contact list solely from our company gift basket giveaway. You can do this. Some closing thoughts. When you look at successful people, notice how they take massive action. They market consistently. They get an action plan of what they're going to be doing in their business. For example, they say, I want to get to senior gift director. Then they develop a plan, and they stick to it until they get it done. We decide what we want to race for, and then we take massive action. Some of us work outside the home and do this business part-time. But you know what is your schedule. You know what period of time you want to choose to get that action plan and work your business. For example, if you're committed to your physical health, then you commit to going to the gym. You know how many hours you want to go per day and per week. It's the same with your business. You want to know how many hours you want to work. You choose how many hours every day. All we do is market and share about our gifts and about our opportunity. Do the massive action over and over again to make it happen. That's what the successful people do. They take action and they stick with it. So if you're just starting out or if you're just joining us, let's choose to create that massive action plan. Let's make a commitment to get into massive action mode. Action plans are actually very easy. You take the basic fundamentals, which is sharing about the gifts and the opportunity, and we simply do it consistently. What stops people from doing this business and being successful? The number one reason why people don't do this business is fear. They're afraid to make the calls, afraid to get started, afraid to get rejection. I know I've felt that way many times. Fear is the number one killer in any business. The good news at this business is very forgiving. You don't have to be perfect to get started, and you're surrounded by a community of people that are here to support you. Another stopper for people, the need to be a perfectionist at everything. Don't worry about being perfect. Get the basic marketing techniques and get into action mode. If you have one marketing method, double that. If you have two conversations a day about your business, double that. Action creates momentum, and momentum grows your check. On a final note, one thing I really want everyone to remember is that no marketing efforts are ever wasted. As mentioned earlier, your marketing efforts have a cumulative effect. You are planting seeds every time you're promoting your business. So here's to a great rest of the week. Next week's challenge call will be on time management. It should be a great one. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today, and have a great afternoon.